Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, now offering more than 22 online programs. Visit drury.edu/ccps.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens might have thrown a wrench into the future of a sports franchise before even taking office. Jason Taylor reports.
Last month, a state board delayed its decision on whether to grant the city of St. Louis request for $40 million in tax credits to help finance a soccer stadium after Greitens criticized the plan. This week in Delwood, he emphatically announced his policy on releasing the funds.
To be very clear, I've completely ruled out state funding for stadiums.
Before his comments this week, the group planning to bring a professional soccer team to St. Louis was hoping to meet with Greitens to secure his support for the funding. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
St. Louis leaders and St. Louis Blues executives want local taxpayers to help fund renovations of the team's hockey facility. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some $4 million annually from tax revenue that Scottrade already generates in city taxes would finance an estimated $67.5 million in bonds to go toward renovations. Laws involving short-term high-interest loans, known as payday loans, could be changed. Webb City Republican Charlie Davis is proposing this legislative session to ban borrowers from having more than $750 in outstanding payday loans at one time.
I am all for the payday loan stores. They fit a specific niche, somebody that just needs to borrow money for a short time period that banks will not loan money for. But on the other end of the spectrum, I have seen some payday loan stores take advantage of many individuals.
Davis also wants to change the number of times lenders can renew a loan from the current 6 times down to 2. Opponents of the legislation say it would reduce short-term lending, which would hurt borrowers. More news coming up. You are listening to Missouri Net News. California Republican State Rep. Caleb Jones has been chosen as Governor-elect Eric Greitens' Deputy Chief of Staff. In the interim, an office in the Capitol dedicated to constituent services for members of Jones' district will remain active until a special election to replace him is held. Jury selection is underway in Clayton in the trial of a man accused of burning a 6-year-old's back with cigarettes. Leon St. Sin is charged in St. Louis County Circuit Court, and there were 2 fatalities during the New Year's holiday enforcement period in Missouri. Brian Howsworth reports.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol says troopers investigated 220 traffic crashes, including 84 injuries and the 2 fatalities. Troopers made 103 arrests for driving while intoxicated and 67 drug arrests during the 2017 New Year counting period. One fatality occurred in southwest Missouri's Taney County. The other occurred in Manitowoc County, west of Jefferson City. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.